AI engine. Election Day 2016.
It's election day.
News Talk, KINN.
It's News Talk, KINN, election night 2016. We are Election Central here for Otero County, and I'm Joe Mintz.
And I'm Tom Fuller. I'm really excited to be here with you, Joe, because this is historical.
Nationwide, the hotly contested presidential race taken out at this point. Electoral votes, 136 for Trump and 104 for Clinton.
In Otero County, we're looking at still just 4 fully reporting and 37 partially reporting.
Yeah, the night is just getting started.
Special report, decision 2016.
Taking a look at the national breakdown at this point, Donald Trump has 139, 104 for Clinton, is what CNN is saying.
Fox is showing that breaking news that Clinton wins Virginia and Trump wins Montana.
Let's look at some of the Otero County questions. Shall Otero County Board of Commissioners be increased to 5 members? It is leaning in the forward direction at this point, 73% to nay, 26%.
That's an interesting proposition to increase the number of our county clerks. Mm-hmm. I live in the county, and I could see an argument for it, but the cost of that to the county would be pretty high.
It would be.
Add more people and more administrative layer in them, so we'll see what the rest of the voters say.
Interestingly, Gary Johnson holding nicely at 11.5% of the vote in Otero County.
And how many votes is that?
358 votes.
Amazing. The same results so far is very interesting. So only 7 precincts fully reporting, 1,091 precincts partially reporting of the 1,492 precincts available.
Early, relatively. It's only 8:37 at this point, and if anybody was expecting a landslide in the presidential race, for example, we're not seeing it.
Live from the local Republican headquarters, here's News Talk KINN's Julianne Mintz.
I'm here with Representative Hill, and with his run for presidency. What do you feel about that? It's a nail-biter. It really is, and obviously I'm really rooting for Trump, and I'm really hopeful that we can hang on there and see a new president, an outsider, if you will, in the White House, because I think it will make a difference.
Trump wins Ohio. This is a big, big win for him.
I think you'd be hard-pressed by an American this evening that does not recognize this evening as a historical moment.
It really is.
Election Day 2016.
It's Election Day.
News
Talk. KINN.
I am Joe Mintz.
And I'm Tom Fuller.
And welcome in to Election Central News Talk KINN at 1270KINN.net. Boy, this is a nail biter.
It's wild, but...
many sources now saying that Trump has captured Florida. That's the state, okay, that every year it seems to be the linchpin. Taking a look here locally in Otero County, it's looking like Steve Pierce is winning the race for United States Representative District 2.
As the world's leading democracy, that Americans turned out to vote in record numbers.
We are still at a point where it's early in the evening, relatively. It is 9:13, but for example, taking a look at the stats in New Mexico, there are only 98 of 1,492 precincts that are fully reporting are decided. I think it's going to be a late night. All three of our area state senate races are uncontested. So it's hands down for Kiffar Kirtle in District 32, William F. Burke. He wins, hands down, District 33 unopposed, and also unopposed in District 34 is Ron Briggs.
Some very interesting statistics about our state. Most of the tax base revenue in the state of New Mexico is generated in the rural areas. The higher population, the most revenue is spent in urban New Mexico.
Oil is approximately $2.1
billion. You know, the state legislature has nothing to do with the election today or tonight, but we're aware that whichever legislators wind up going to the White House in the legislative session in January will be faced with some tough decisions.
Election night 2016 in the land of enchantment, trust Southern New Mexico source for news and talk. News Talk KINN and 1270KINN.net. Local and live coverage. Bill Minch, Tom Fuller, featuring live on location via telephone, Julianne Minch. Election night in New Mexico on News Talk KINN.
Good evening. We're glad to have you. We're joining us the election night coverage we have here from KINN Election Central, Great Broadcasting Studios, 501 South Florida. And Joe Mitch and I are here covering this for you. We're looking at a lot of data at our fingertips here.
Wow, a lot of shockers tonight as far as the national vote goes. It's neck and neck, but really starting to lean at this point toward Trump.
Here in O'Carroll County, making a great showing. You are the representative district 70.97% of the points. Mary Lou Scholes, the challenger, at 29.02%. Secretary of State here in O'Carroll County, Nora Espinosa, leading 93 Oliver, 2.39%. But here again, 93 Oliver, well known up in the northern part of the state, and it is coming for the first time at this point. Jennifer, District 42, uncontested, but it's set off hurdle. District 43, William F. Bird, 100% of the vote, because he also won an honor vote.
Here's News Talk KINN, Julianne Minch.
I'm here at the Republican headquarters in Alamogordo for News Talk KINN, and I've got Senator Bill Byrd. Tell me what your feelings are about what's going on tonight.
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride all night long. Thank you to all of the wonderful folks in O'Carroll County, certainly District 33, that have supported me over the last 6 years. It is an honor to serve. I want people to know that I don't take the fact that I didn't have an appointment this time lightly. Quite frankly, it adds more of a burden to me to know that you folks have put your confidence in me to do the right job. I am going to work every day very hard to make sure that I do that job as best as possible.
Thank you so much, Senator Bill Byrd. I'm Julianne Minch. You can hear at Republican headquarters in Alamogordo. Signing out for News Talk KINN.
American has a stake in what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so we need to be a part of it and help people understand what's going on, bring them timely information. And, hey, you know, that's what it's all about. KINN Election Central at Cook Broadcasting Headquarters, 501 South Florida, in Alamogordo. And Joe and I have been following the races across the state, and it's about time for us to kind of give an overview, because we know that the results are going to continue coming in throughout the night.
They are.
And so the races will officially be called, I would suspect, probably in the morning.
CNN is reporting Trump with 232 electoral votes, Clinton with 209, ABC 244 for Trump, 209 for Clinton. Taking a look at NBC, 244 to 209 as well. What do you have for AP?
They're showing 244 for Trump and 209 for Clinton.
Okay, that seems to be the majority of the outlets that they're reporting.
And that's what they're saying.
Shall O'Carroll County Board of Commissioners increase to 5 members. That one was rather hotly debated, but at this point, 4 is 73% against 26%.
The statewide race, I'll just mention this, that we talked about this with Senator Byrd, and said it's the key race for the Republican Party, and that is for the Justice of the Supreme Court.
Yes,
and statewide, and I think it's showing Judith Nakamura still holding the lead over electoral detail, 52% to 48%.
Tom Fuller, thank you so much. It has been a wild ride tonight, and it's been a pleasure working with you.
It's been a pleasure, my friend, and just come to the door. Right. We want to take our hats off to Julianne Lynch, who just mentioned we've been on the field, out in the field with us, and how happy that could be, Julianne. Thank you for your reporting.
From all of us here at News Talk KINN, we bid you adieu for Election 2016. Thank you for joining us here in Election Central, and a very pleasant evening to you.
News Talk KINN, live, local, and national election coverage you can count on. Results with News Talk KINN, now streaming at 1270KINN.net. Here's your host, News Talk KINN, Tom,
go to talkradionetwork.com.